بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that among the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was that on the morning of Jumu'ah in Salatul Fajr, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would recite in the first rakat Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajdah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to implement the sunnah inshallah as much as possible. And in second rakat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would recite Surah Dahr. But this morning we'll do a very brief tarjumah, an explanation of Surah Dahr, for us to understand that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made the real life the life of Akhirat. The real life is the life of Akhirat, and this worldly life is just a dream. The real eyes will open when a person goes into the qabr, into the grave, and there he will see the reality. What have I sent ahead? And what have I left behind? So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us time still to send ahead to the qabr, but that is a real life. Therefore we make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala save us from a fake life. Allah Ta'ala save us from a life that is a lie, that is just a made up life, that we live a life of reality. That Jannat is a reality, Akhirat is a reality, Jahannam is a reality, Hashar, Qiyamah is a reality. And everything we're seeing around us is not real. When it comes to emotions also, when it comes to muhabbat and love, whether it's real or not, we don't know. As one of my explained also, whether it comes husband and wife, whether really my children love me, I don't know. I've got to trust them. Whether I really love my wife, if she loves me also, the real love will be in Akhirat. That will be genuine. That is lahiya al-hayawan. Quran says that is a real life. So for us every day to build our yaqeen upon the promises of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and those that have gone ahead and left us and have reached the qubur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the qabrs a garden amongst the gardens of Jannat al-Firdaus. So to understand what is Akhirat about in Surah Dahr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse of what Allah ta'ala has kept in Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala al-insani heenum min al-dahri lam yakun shay'an madhkura. Allah Ta'ala draws our attention, O insan, hasn't a time come upon you when you weren't even mentioned? Nobody even thought about you. Your parents didn't even plan you. They had no mention about you coming in this world. Then your mother, the wife, she gives the news, I'm expecting. You weren't even spoken about. It was only the decision of Allah that you will come into this world. And that to Allah Ta'ala made you the best of His creation and the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only the divine plan of Allah. At one time you weren't mentioned, nobody spoke about you. Now there's some news that there's a baby on the way. Now there's excitement. Only the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, inna khalaqna al-insan, that we created you. You didn't create yourself. Showing that you have no choice in what you want to do. We gave you complete existence, the entire the wiring of your brain, the inside of your body, externally, internally. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj," that we made insan and humankind from a drop of sperm which was mixed between husband and wife. And here in the riwayat of Mishkat Sharif also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that sometimes the children look like the mother, sometimes they look like the father. At that moment of time when husband and wife were intimate, at that time, whose semen and whose water was ghalib and dominating, the children will come out either like the husband or the wife. It depends at that time that who was dominating. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Then we made insan. When he came into this world, سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, that he could hear, he could see. How he enjoys his faculties, that I can see, I can hear. Allah says, I gave it to you. I give you the ears, I give you the power of speech, and the power to see, all from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So you hear my dhikr, Quran tilawat, and the talks of my greatness and my muhabbat and my love, and you see the things that will introduce you to me. All these things Allah Ta'ala made. What this ulama say, when you leave in the morning from the masjid, see the documentary of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, His qudrat, every day Allah is all away. How Allah Ta'ala takes out that ball of fire, that everything was quiet and silent, everything comes to life now. Just on one son only. We get so influenced on documentaries how insan has done things. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. You heard the Quranic ayat, I look at the reality. That is real. Allah takes a qasam on the sun and how the morning spreads out. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا in the night. And how the night spreads over the day and makes it dark all of a sudden. Allah Ta'ala says, I did it for you. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا I made the day for you to work and I made the night for you to sleep. Made it quiet and silent. Then Allah Ta'ala says, we guided insan to the path of hidayat. Either imma shakiran, either he will make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, wa imma kafura, or he will be ungrateful to Allah. By coming for salah, this will be great. Gratefulness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you gave me my life, therefore I have come to make sajda to you. To make shukr to you for my existence, and in this way I'm making my jannat and my akhirat. Wa ungrateful, the person is asleep, that physically doesn't thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala said that we have prepared for the kafirin, salasila wa aghlala wa sa'ira, different types of punishment. Allah Ta'ala said different types of drinks of akhirat, and the blazing fire of Jahannam, and the chains of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, this we have prepared for them. Dunya is Jannat for them. And for the believer, it's a prison. For the believer, it's a prison as much as a believer will want freedom. The reality is, we want freedom for our deen. We want freedom to perform salah. Freedom for our deen, that is what we are crying for. We should not get caught up in that we want freedom of certain country, we want democracy. We want the freedom to worship of Allah. Dunya is a prison, whether it's an open air prison, whether there's no homes, Allah Ta'ala keep all of the afiyat. But the reality is, Ya Allah, I want freedom to worship you and to become your true slave. The Allah Ta'ala speaks about the abrar, the very, very pious ones. That the abrar, they would drink min ka'asin, from goblets in akhirat, that the taste of it will be kafura, will be camphor. The word in dunya is camphor, doesn't mean the same flavor of camphor in this world. It can be the same word, but the flavor and taste of Jannat is something else altogether. So for the abrar, the very, very pious ones, Allah Ta'ala says, for them will be goblets of drink, and the flavor will be of kafura, and there will be springs from where they will drink. The ibadullah, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will drink from such fountains and springs that will be gushing forth the water of Jannah. And they will fulfill their promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will fear the day of Qiyamah. They will have fear. Every day the day of Qiyamah will be in front of them. Like right now, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, is a Qiyamah for them. But as we mentioned, that when that wall will fall upon them or that building, or they will be bombed, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says that the shaheed and the martyr feels no pain. He goes with a smile. He sees his akhirat and he goes with a smile. وَيُطْعِمُونَ طَعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they knew the reality of akhirat. They would feed ala hubbihi, despite having a need and love for food, for things of this world, they would still feed miskinan, the poor one. وَيَتِيمًا They would feed the orphan, وَأَسِيرًا And the prisoners of war. They would feed the prisoners of war also. Here, presently ulama are saying, that what the kuffar will say, they are hostages. That the Muslims have hostages. That is how they word things. You don't say hostage. These are prisoners of war. What we call asiran or usara. These are prisoners of war. Quran has a term for them. They have their terms so that the world may have sympathy for them. That now we have hostages by the Muslims. These are prisoners of war, which are absolutely jais in Sharia. Then, innama nut'imukum. Sahaba ikram would say that, innama nut'imukum liwajhillah. That be the miskin, the poor one, or the orphan, or the prisoner of war. Sahaba ikram would say, nut'imukum liwajhillah. That we feed you only for the pleasure of Allah. No other motive. We feed you only for the pleasure of Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'aw wala shukura. And Sahaba ikram would say, la nuridu minkum. That we do not wish from you jaza'an jazakallah. We don't even want to hear your jazakallah khair, meaning may Allah Ta'ala reward you with the best. We don't want your jazakallah. Wala shukura. No any type of gratitude from you. Why? Our reward is by Allah. The Aisha radiallahu anha was so specific about this. That she would send a hadiyah for the neighbors or her friends. For any person in Medina Munawwara that was in need. She would send a slave girl or her attendant to deliver the certain hadiyah and gift. And when that attendant would return, she would ask, when you delivered, did that person say anything? And if the reply was yes, that person made dua for you and said, Jazakallahu khairan. Then so to say, she would say, Inna lillahi. That person already gave me the reward, whereas I don't want the reward for it. And then what she would do, she would make a silent dua for that person. A silent dua, so to say, returning the reward. That now by making dua, it's also a hadiah for that person. Ya Allah, I want the reward of this dua only from you. Not from anyone else. That is why this habit, so to say now, that when amongst in our society and community, when we send a certain parcel or a hadiah or tupperware to a certain family, should not expect anything in return. We don't need any jazakallah. The reward is by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then they would say, Inna nakhaf mi rabbin. After doing all of this, they would say, we fear our Rabb. We fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala of a difficult day on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that you will save them. You have the fear in the heart, you will save them from the evil of that day. وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَظْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. Allah say because of their fear, Allah will meet them on the day of Qiyamah in such a condition that their faces will be beaming, will be absolutely full of nur and happiness. وَجَزَاهُمْ. And Allah will reward them. Allah will reward them بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Because of their sabr. The patience they had in the face of difficulty, never gave up the iman, never gave in. Allah says, I will reward them for their patience. Jannatan wa harira. For them will be Jannah, and there will be garments of silk for them. They will be reclining in Jannah upon sofas, they will be relaxing. This world, possibly they lived in refugee camps, they slept on the floor, there was no accommodation and no shelter for them. Allah says, on there they will be reclining on sofas. And لا يرون فيها شمسا. They will not see any sun over there. There will be no sun which will beat down upon them the heat, but they will be cool. ولا زمهريرا. There will be no extreme cold either. ودانية عليهم ظلالها. And the shade from Allah تبارك وتعالى of Jannah will be close to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the fruits of Jannah very, very close to them. It will be just a stretch of a hand out and the fruits of Jannah will be there. Possibly in this world there's no food, there's no bread, there's no water. Allah says, don't fear, just a short time. And soon you'll be relaxing. The fruits will be laden for you. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ. And then the goblets and the cutlery of Jannah will be served to them in فِضَّةٍ, of gold and silver. And the drinks of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will measure for them and give them full goblets to drink. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا. When Allah ta'ala says that the ibadullah and the pious ones, they will drink in the akhirat, and Allah ta'ala says, وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا. And those of a higher level, they will be given to drink. The pious servants, they will drink. Second ayah says that those that are more pious, Allah, they will be made to drink from goblets, the mizaj, and the taste of it will be zanjabila, what we call ginger beer, or ginger ale. That will be the flavor of the drinks of Jannat. And there will be springs, which will be called salsabila. وَيَطُوفَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And who will attend to them? وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ. Will be young boys, Allah will appoint them to make khidmat of the people of Jannah. And when you look at them, they will look like lu'am manthura, like pearls walking around, serving you. We can imagine now, what Allah Ta'ala's technology will be there, and how they will be serving you. They will be walking around, whatever the Jannati wishes for. And wherever you look in Jannah, there's only pleasure. And this will be now the kingdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala says, possibly in this world they didn't have those very fine clothing of people of dunya, but now in Jannah, عليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق. Upon them Allah ta'ala will dawn upon them the clothing of Jannah, of thick fabric of silk, and also the fine one, the color will be of green, and they will be made to wear the bangles of silver. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says the height of it, of all this pleasure, one will be the abrar and the ibadullah, they will drink. Then you have the more pious ones, they will be made to drink. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, finally, wasaqahum rabbuhum. Allah ta'ala says their Rabb will give them to drink. Allah will serve them. Wasaqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura. Allah will give them the pure drinks of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran, that, O Nabi of Allah, we have revealed the Quran to you. Fasbir, that, O Nabi of Allah, be patient. لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ, the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, do not follow آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا, the sinner and the ones of kufr. And وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and mention and make dhikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bukratan wa asila, in the early parts of the morning and in the evening, meaning the entire day, remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wa min al-layl, and it's a part of the night, fasjud lahu, make sajda to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wake up with tahajjud, fajr salah also, wa sabbihhu, and make tasbih of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala during the long nights, throughout the night. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the kuffar, yuhibbun al-ajila, that they are very hasty. They are very hasty for what is now. They want cash, everything in dunya. But they forget about the heavy day of the day of Qiyamah, that we have created you, we have made you strong. When Allah Ta'ala wishes, but then we can change you also. We can remove you and we can substitute you with another nation. Inna hadhihi tadhkira. Allah Ta'ala, listen, this is a reminder to you. This is a reminder to you. Whoever wishes, he will take the right path to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And whatever you wish, that will not prevail. Only the wish of Allah. Whatever Allah wishes, that will happen in the world. And inna Allah kana aliman hakima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely in the know. Aliman. Allah is all aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all informed. What plots, what plans is happening. Who will be martyred. Whose life will be taken. Allah is all knowing. Whatever Allah wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that to happen. And Allah hakima is all wise. What's the wisdom behind it? Wisdom belongs to Allah. فعل الحكيم لا يخلو عن الحكمة. The fail and the actions of the all wise is never void of some wisdom. Every decision of Allah is power packed with wisdom. And يدخل من يشاء في رحمتي, Allah Ta'ala says that who Allah Ta'ala wishes will allow him to enter into the rahmat of Allah. That whether he will give his life, he will be resolute in the face of difficulties, he will still go toward the command of Allah, he will enter into the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As the ummah right now is in dire need of the rahmat of Allah. And what can we do now? What can we do to move the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to focus the rahmat of Allah to our brothers in Gaza, in Palestine? Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Salawat ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif is most powerful. For one durood, 10 rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And also very, very importantly, my dear brothers, we are getting news coming all the time. So many shaheed, 500, 600. In reality, we should be saying 500 times, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But today it's become just a news article or something has come on the phone. The Ummah is not even saying, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We're just seeing the next article. This inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is a specific wazifa that was reserved for this ummah only. When you hear any news, any bad news, so to say, then you say inna lillahi. Quran speaks about it in second para, third page, that when some musibat alladhina idha asabatum musiba, this ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, anything has to afflict them, any calamity, qalu, they say inna lillahi. We belong to Allah. That is a real life. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهَ رَاجِعُونَ. And we have to return to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, you said this, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ. Upon those people is salawat. We are commanded to recite salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying, you say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, I will send salawat upon you. You send upon my Habib, you become my beloved. When you hear some news of the shuhada, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, Allah says, I send salawat upon you. The very, very special bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon you. Wa rahmah. And my rahmat also. So today is the day of Durood Sharif. As much as we can recite and make niyat, ya Allah, this rahmat of yours, special salawat of yours, ya Allah, transfer it to the people of Gaza and Palestine. They have an iron dome, the kuffar. Ya Allah, one wing of Jibreel can become an angel dome for them. And just block it and put the children to sleep, ya Allah. In the battle of Badr, when Sahaba Ikram was shaken to the core, but the kuffar were there, they had nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ. Right in the battlefield, Allah ta'ala put them to sleep. Allah put them to sleep. Ya Allah, on the day of Jumu'ah, just one wing of Jibreel, ya Allah, and put the babies to sleep. Give them nu'as and peace. أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ. Allah ta'ala says, it was peace from our side. We can contribute with our durood sharif today. Be early for Salatul Jumu'ah. Make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Between adhan and iqama, du'as are accepted. When finally, after Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi, Allah ta'ala yubid him Palestine and Al-Quds. And when the three kings that time of Germany, Britain and France marched on against Salahuddin and his army, and they came to Al-Quds and they laid siege. It was the day of Jumu'ah. And his confidant came to him at the time of Fajr. He was already awake. He saw his face, Salahuddin, he haven't slept the night. He said, how can I sleep? He said, today is your day. They knew the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Salahuddin, today come early for Jumu'ah. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, between adhan and iqamah, du'as are accepted. So I will come and fetch you. He fetches him and he takes him to the masjid. And just after Fajr, after the adhan of Jumu'ah, he says, Salahuddin begins his salah and he goes into sajda. And his confidant says that I put my ears closer to hear his dua in sajda. And the tears began to fall. And he says, Ya Rab, in qata'at al-asbab. Oh my Allah, all the asbab that I had, all the means I had to defend your deen, I have now been exhausted. I have nothing left. Ya Allah, I have nothing left except tears. Except tears. And he made a fervent dua on the day of Jumu'ah between Adhan and Iqamah. They say, by the time the Imam has made salam for Salatul Jumu'ah, they heard from outside the walls of Al-Quds, retreat and return. Retreat and return. They say, till today, historians do not know what was the reason for them to retreat. They turned around and they left. Allah make it a day today also. That way the ummah can come early and every day. For every salah between adhan and iqamah, du'as are accepted. And remind our neighbors, our friends, our young sons, come to the front of the masjid and raise your hands and make du'a for the ummah. This is the time the ummah needs dire du'a they need from us. That Allah turn your rahmah to the ummah right now and change the conditions of the ummah. Bring one sunnah in our life. It will draw the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our sunnah, the ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. How we make our ghusl according to sunnah. As-salamu alaykum. How can I make that according to sunnah? The miswak has power in it. Bring miswak into my life. The sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. To conclude the surah, Allah ta'ala says, Yudkhilu, Allah will allow to enter into His rahmat, into His mercy, who He wishes. Wal-zalimeen and the oppressors, Allah ta'ala says, A'adda lahum. Allah has prepared for them adhaban alima, a painful punishment for them, awaits them. Dunya is for the enjoyment, for us is akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us yaqeen upon every ayat of Quran Sharif and make it easy for our brothers and our families in Palestine, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.